Trauma is a detrimental experience that can have lifelong effects. It's simple to come by, and it's tough to get rid of. A young student experienced trauma after making a minimal mistake. He simply took the wrong way home while walking. His little error, though, was a catastrophe in the making. I'm your host, MC, and this is episode 30. Of the MC Horror Podcast. So, this is going to be hard for two reasons. One, I have never talked about this with anyone before. And two, this thing that happened was the worst event of my entire life. So, it's a bit complicated. All of this was very quick, and I still have no idea why it happened. Anyway, my name is Matthew. I'm 16 years old, and I live in Italy. My house is in a little village in the mountains near the Mont Blanc, the biggest mountain in Europe. Useless to say that there isn't much activity around here during the day. A very small amount of cars pass by, and there's usually no people around. At the end of the day, it's a very calm and cool place. This event took place last April. I just got out of school after a 2-hour-long Latin test, and I was basically already sleeping at that point. I unlocked my bike, waved at my friends, and left, taking the main road that led to the village that I live in. As always, there were no cars, no people, no nothing. I was tired, and while riding, I was thinking about the usual things a 15-year-old thinks when coming from school, the should I do homework first or play video games kind of stuff. I was probably overthinking and kept going along the road without realizing I didn't take the right turn. I noticed my mistake a few minutes later and thought, never mind, I'll just take the long way. Because at the end of the road, you could take a path that led to the village. I didn't know that yet, but that was probably the worst mistake I've made in my entire life. I kept going, and at that point, the road was going through a little forest. All the trees above me were stopping the already small amount of sunlight that there was, so it was basically night. I turned on the bike's flashlight and moved on the right side of the road. Everything was quiet until I heard a car sound coming towards me. I was a bit surprised because, as I already said, there was basically no car activity in the area, especially at that time of today. I did not panic. After all, it was just a car passing by. After a while, I saw the headlights approaching from the road. The car was still pretty far away and going at a slow pace, like if the driver was looking for something. Then the car sped up and, at my surprise, turned right to get in front of me. Confused and not wanting to get hit by the vehicle, I turned left to bring the bike on the other side of the road. The car did the same thing and sped up even more. I had very little time to realize what was happening because the car was coming at full speed towards me and I was about to get hit. So I did the first thing that came to my mind and jumped off the bike on the right side of the road. I did that just in time because the car ran over my bike just a few seconds after I jumped. I sat on the asphalt, my knees and elbows burning from the fall, trying to realize what had just happened when I saw the driver of the car getting out of the vehicle that was now still on the side of the road, running towards me without saying a word. I got up as fast as I could, but the guy managed to grab my left arm. I screamed, turned around and landed the strongest punch I could possibly take on the man's nose. The guy didn't flinch, let go of my arm, touched his now bleeding nose and smiled at me before running back into the car. He started the engine again and left. I was in complete shock. I grabbed what was left of my bike and ran home as fast as I could. I was so scared that I left my backpack in the middle of the road and went to get it the next day. That's it. I never knew who this guy was, and why he tried to run me over. This is my biggest and only trauma that I've experienced in my life. I can tell you, I will never take that road again. If you or anyone you know have a horror story that you'd like to be narrated on here, please fill out the form that's linked in the description below. There are also links to the music used, as well as if you want to submit some feedback to help improve your listening experience. My friends, horror is all around us. We just try our best to avoid it. Once again, I'm your host, MC, signing out. Thanks for taking the time to check out the MC Horror Podcast. Have a great night.